There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Wednesday, May 24th edition. Happy hump day. Recording this one on Tuesday night. Had a little free time. This way I can sleep in a little in the morning. It's kind of nice. We have a 4-game early, 10-game late slate to attack. The 4-game early pitching is dreadful. The 10-game, we have awesome pitching. The 10-game slate's a lot of fun. The early slate, if you're playing it, you are crossing your fingers that you picked the right pitcher because I'll point you in the right direction, but honestly, it is ugly. Like, it seems to be a trend we have in the middle of the week. Usually it's a Thursday, but this week it's on Wednesday. Well, maybe Thursday will be just as bad, but not looking good to start things out. Real quick, we'll check out your weather for Wednesday, obviously subject to change. But same site I always use, for your day slate, Reds, Indians, chances around 60% or more come game time, and it just gets heavier and heavier as the night goes on. So keep an eye on Reds, Indians. We might be down to a 3-game slate there. Actually, your Reds, Indians isn't even on the slate, so your 4-game early looks like it's good to go. The only rain spot has a dome in Milwaukee. So we'll head to the evening slate. If you want Cincy Cleveland, you got to play full game, the full day slate, 15 games. Like I said, looks like we got some good rain there. So on your evening slate, Seattle Washington starts out nice, but as the night goes on, rain shows up. So I'm hoping they'll get it in. I'm assuming they'll get it in, just like tonight's mess they played in. As you go on, you have Pittsburgh, Atlanta. During the day, it's raining pretty heavy, but it gets lighter as the evening goes on, so maybe a late start there. But still messy conditions as we speak. Cubs, Giants, another nasty one. It looked like it wasn't going to get in on Tuesday night. It got in. Lester was phenomenal. It's a light rain around game time, but as the night goes on, it gets worse and worse. So keep an eye on that. Hopefully it plays because the wind's blowing in heavy from left field. Very nice pitching environment there, so there's your rain, not nearly as bad as Tuesday night, but still not good. So let's get your 4-game slate out of the way real quick. We'll just go game by game, make this real easy. First game on the docket, Minnesota at Baltimore, Chris Tillman, Jose Berrios. These are two pitchers that are somewhat worth a shot. Chris Tillman's 8,500, Berrios 74. Tillman, since coming back from the DL, hasn't been great, but hasn't been bad. In three starts, three earned runs, no earned runs against Toronto, at Kansas City, against the Chicago White Sox. 4 Ks in all three of those starts. Problem is not racking up a ton of points, double digits in two of those three. First start against the White Sox, he was filthy. But KC and Toronto, not much. Going up against a Minnesota Twins team, striking out 21.6% of the time. Team Woba of 334 versus righties. Bundy pitched well on Tuesday, gave up they only scored 2 runs, a Dozier home run late. Team total of 4.42 for the Twins. Lefties and righties both hitting 316 off of Tillman, real quick before we get any farther, your totals on the day: Twins, Orioles 9, Jays, Brewers 8.5, Marlins, A's 9, White Sox, D-backs 9.5. So there's your four day games, all high totals. If you're playing the all day, Reds, Indians is 9, Royals, Yankees 9, Mariners, Nationals 9, Rockies, Phillies 8.5, Rangers, Red Sox 8.5, Angels, Rays 8.5, Padres, Mets 8.5, Pirates, Braves 9.5. I hope that game plays so bad. Giants, Cubs, we have to wait on the wind and the stuff in the morning. Tigers, Astros 9, Cardinals, Dodgers 7.5. So pretty much everywhere is a hitting game except St. Louis and the Dodgers. So you got Tillman. He's a crapshoot, but it looks like he's not going to kill you, but he's not going to bring it home. I think he's more likely to kill you than help you. Jose Berrios, on the other hand, big strikeout arm. Baltimore striking out 21.8% of the time. They hit really well off righties, coming off a two-hit shutout against Ervin Santana on Tuesday. You got Berrios, who has looked phenomenal in his first two starts. He's got 7 2/3 in each, only two hits allowed in each. No earned runs in his last start, one earned private. 11 Ks versus Colorado, 4 at Cleveland. He's been filthy his first two starts, absolutely filthy. I think he's going to be uber chalk on this slate. The Baltimore has the team that definitely can hit Berrios, but he's been phenomenal. Definitely worth a shot in that one. Toronto at Milwaukee, Stroman versus Garza. Stroman's your high-priced arm at 10,200, Garza at 78. I like both these guys, even though the totals are high, team totals are high. They have been some of the better pitchers on this slate. Stroman striking out around 20% of the batters he's facing. Milwaukee, it's like we always talk about, boomer bust, 23.9% strikeout. But they hit righties very, very well. You got Stroman. Lefties hitting him 317, righties 310. So it's a high price tag for a crapshoot. You need the strikeouts big time with Stroman. Garza at 78, on the other hand. I have been on Garza of late. We pitched him at San Diego's last time out. We went 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks. 3, 4, 4, 7. Those are his Ks in his last four starts. He had 14.5 points his last start, but then 17 or more in his three prior. That was against the Mets, at Pittsburgh, against Atlanta. So, you know, not world beaters, but nothing bad either. Garza facing the Jays, striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties. Team total of a WOBA of 301 versus righties. When you get into the meats and potatoes, lefties hitting 357, righties 298. So I like Garza a lot, actually, just because the slate's that bad. Massive roll of the dice with Garza. Going on to the third game on your slate, Miami at Oakland, Sonny Gray versus Edinson Volquez. Sonny Gray's 8,600, Volquez 79. I cannot trust Sonny Gray as far as you can throw him. He's given up so much hard contact. So much hard contact, but it's crazy because 3 earned, 2 earned, 1 earned, 4 earned. Those are his four starts this year. 8Ks, 3Ks, 2Ks, 4Ks. Looks phenomenal against Boston, even though he had 3 runs, only 8Ks. 23.9 DraftKings points. Maybe he's starting to find that groove. On a slate like this, might be a roll of the dice versus Miami. Miami's not the best offense in the world. You got Gray, strikes out about 18% of the batters he faces. Marlins about 20% of the time. 301 WOBA versus righties. Just that loud contact's very, very scary. Lefties hitting 323, righties 360 off of Gray. But on a four-game slate, Gray could be worth a dart because a lot of people are going to tell you the same thing I just told you, and they'll stay away. Edinson Volquez giving up 5 earned his last time out. Prior to that, though, he's pretty good. 2 earned against Atlanta, 3 earned against Tampa Bay. 4.59 strikeouts in his last three, but he's almost got an ERA of 5 for crying out loud. We know how the A's can hit, and we bring it up all the time. They do strike out 23.4% of the time. Team WOBA 321 versus righties. Massive, massive crapshoot there. A's have a team total of 465. Lefties 353. Righties 339 off of Edinson Volquez. The A's usually get overlooked. Definitely in play tomorrow. Day games in Oco, a lot more runs get scored there. People, well, not always. Don't say it always, but a lot more runs get scored there than they're used to. Last game, White Sox at D-backs. Jose Quintana versus Randall Delgado. Quintana, 9,600. D-backs are built for to hit everybody, righties or lefties. Quintana's been pretty good, striking out close to 22%. D-backs, 22.6% strikeout rate versus lefties. Only a team WOBA of 294. Lefty's hitting 271 off Quintana. Righty's 306. All the numbers say play Quintana. They all say it. I can't bring myself to do it. I just can't go against the D-backs. It's like 3 to 4, like it's like 60 to 80% of the time D-backs go off. I don't know if it's worth rolling the dice. Then again, 4-game slate, you really got to get weird, and maybe Quintana's your guy. He's 9,600. He's high priced. Guys might avoid him. Just face a Seattle team that has a few guys that can mash lefties. 8 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned, 7 Ks. Prior to that, 3 earned against the Padres, 4 earned at Baltimore. He's been okay, but and one thing, if you want to look at barrels, the last 30 days, he is 9th best on the barrel FIP the last 30 days. So he's pitching well. Barrel FIP at 305, only getting barreled up 2.21% of the time. And during that time, striking out over 24% of the batters he faces. All numbers point to Quintana. My gut says it's a scary, scary spot, but it could be very intriguing. People are going to stack against him. The total in this game, like we talked about, is... I believe I see, 9.5. Very, very high total. D-backs have a high team total. I could see both happening. He could throw a gem or he's going to get destroyed. So GPP, roll the dice. This is not a cash game slate at all. This 4-game slate, do not play cash games. Maybe play the arcade. But heading to Randall Delgado. He's coming out of the bullpen. He's $4,000. Limited pitch count. Then Arizona bullpen. Maybe a long Archie Bradley game. So like the other day when people... use Davinsky on the Peacock start. You can roll out Bradley. Let me see if I can find you Archie Bradley's price tag real quick. Yeah. Never mind. Archie Bradley is priced at $7,000 tomorrow. 7K against, oh my God, a bullpen arm priced at $7,000. That is just ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. So, yeah. Whew. Don't use Delgado. Don't do it at all. Don't try to be cute. But I wanted to say use Bradley, but 7K. If you're only gonna, you can't even guarantee you'll get 3 full innings. You can't do it. So your pitchers, Stroman 10-2, big K upside. Quintana 9,600, super GPP, sneaky play. Sonny Gray 8,600 against streaky Miami offense with some powerful righties, but Gray's been okay of late. Crappy slate. Matt Garza at 78 and Berrios at 74. I'd pick between those five guys. Those would be the five guys I'd be targeting on the mound. Catchers, Wellington Castillo, 4K. JT Realmuto loves hitting righties. Righties hit great. He's 3,400. You got Jason Castro at 3,300 versus Tillman's nice. Remember, day game after night games, you might get some catchers taking the day off and others. But mainly catchers are the usual. Steven Vogt, 3,100 versus Volquez. Jet Bandy, 3,100. Pena's 30K, one of the Milwaukee catchers there. Caleb Joseph could be getting the start for 2,800 versus Berrios. Chris Iannetta, 2,800 versus Quintana is in play. And that's about it. I wouldn't waste my time with Jeff Mathis. Just wouldn't do it. I mentioned Centano earlier at 2K for the Tuesday slate. He got over 20 DraftKings points. But some guys just aren't worth the gamble. Paul Goldschmidt, 5,500 versus Quintana is always in play. Jose Abreu, 4,900. I love the White Sox against Delgado and then the bullpen. I know Bradley's really good, so it's risky in that respect. But White Sox, definitely worth a look there. Eric Thames, 4,700 off Stroman. Lefties hit Stroman decently there. Crush Davis, 4,400. Justin Smoak, 4,400 versus Garza. I told you on Tuesday night, Smoak, 46. Morales, 4K. I was hoping Morales would play. He played, went deep. I'm good with Smoak or Morales. Again, Morales is 4,100. Good with either one of those guys against Garza if you're not using him. Matt Davidson, first base, third base, eligible, 4,200 versus Delgado. Justin Bour, 4K versus Gray. Yonder Alonso, 3,900 versus Volquez, first game back from his injury. Went deep on Tuesday night. Yonder definitely in play. A's look like they're going to be cheap. I like the looks of this already. Let's head over to the second base position. We got the likes of Brian Dozier at 4,700. Johnny VR, 4,500. VR had a big night on Tuesday, stealing some bases and whatnot. Jed Lowry, 3,700 versus Volquez. D. Gordon, 3,700. Yolmer Sanchez, 36 versus Delgado. Lefties do mash Delgado, but you can't really go too much off of that since it's such a small amount of time he's going to be out there. Brandon Drury, 3,400 versus Quintana, is definitely in play. He's already had a good night on Tuesday. And Pender's 2,700, but reading up more stuff today, he's likely only facing lefties. If he's in, I like the play. Definitely like the play. Let's head over to the third base position. Jake Lamb, 5,500. Not as strong versus lefties, so be careful. Sano, 4,900 versus Tillman is very nice. Machado, 37. Travis Shaw, 46. Already mentioned Davidson. The Todd Father, 3,900, is in play. He went deep already on Tuesday. Hernan Perez is not a bad play at 38. Eduardo Escobar's been swinging a decent bat of late for the Minnesota Twins. He's third base shortstop eligible at 3,400. Kind of sneaky there. And that'll about do it at your third base position. Let's head to the shortstop position where we have Tim Anderson, 4,500 versus Delgado. Chris Owings, 4,200 versus Quintana. Outfield shortstop eligible. We like Owings versus lefties. Jorge Polanco's been swinging it really well for Minnesota. He's 3,800. Get Minnesota and Oakland pretty cheap if you want to somehow pay up for pitching or leave money on the table for the four-game slate. There's nothing wrong with that. Mentioned Eduardo Escobar already. Nick Ahmed's 3,300 if you want to get weird. Mentioned Chad Pinder already. Ryan Goings is 2,400 if you want to get weird as well with a lefty against Garza. Shortstop for Toronto. Outfield, hitting out Avisaíl Garcia's 5K. He was scratched on Tuesday. Make sure he's in the lineup. Trumbaum, 4,800. Jose Bautista, 4,800. All in play. Berrios, Adam Jones, 47. Braun, 47. Pilar, 47. Love. Max Kepler, 4,600 versus Tillman. Robbie Grossman, 44. Might be worth a dart today. Got Crush Davis, 4,200 versus Volquez. Very nice play there for Crush. Yosmani Tomas versus a lefty, 4,100 is definitely in play. Seth Smith, 4K versus Berrios. Stanton, I said righties versus Stanton. Stanton's 4K. He's batting second on Tuesday night. Very interesting change there. Luis Garcia for the White Sox, 3,900 versus Delgado. Nice cheap White Sox piece of the puzzle. White Sox actually aren't expensive either. None of these bats, DraftKings messed this up. Chance to really get goofy, and they just didn't do it. Melky Cabrera, 3,800. He went deep on Tuesday. Ozuna, 37, is in play. Mark Conn is up to 3,500, is in play versus Volquez. Matt Joyce, 3,400, is worth a look as well. So, yeah, Ezekiel Carrera, if he's leading off, 3,200 is not a bad play also. So, yeah, overall, the day slate's a mess, and you can almost afford anybody you want. It's pretty crazy. So, be very careful, tread lightly, and let's head to the 10-game evening slate where things get a lot better for all of us involved. And it starts off with the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Sale, $13,500 versus the Texas Rangers. Sale has been just the man. We'll go straight to the important stuff. Last 30 days, he's the fifth best barrel, fifth getting barreled 5% of the time, but striking out 38.41% of the batters he's faced. Overall, on the season, he's second best. He is just outstanding. He's one of the few guys I will almost pay for every single time he's on the mound. By the way, Kershaw's earning that money tonight. But we're talking double-digit strikeouts for 5, 6, 7, 8 straight starts. Just filthy. 25-plus drafting points in every start. I don't have to go too deep into Chris Sale. Rangers striking almost 25% of the time versus lefties. Team Woba below average at 291. Yes, go ahead and play Chris Sale. Very simple. Next up, Luis Severino. He's the next closest price guy. That's how big the gap is. But he's $9,900 at home against the Royals, and I'm in. I am in. The Royals are starting to swing a decent bat. It just depends on control with him. He has 3 walks in each of his last 2 starts, but 1 earned, 3 earned, 1 earned, 7Ks, 2Ks, 9Ks. If he's striking guys out like he can, he is nasty. And that's been the story with Severino. He's had a few hiccups here and there, but all in all, he's been very, very good. Good young arm, big, big K potential. Striking out about 24% of the batters he faces. Royal striking out 21.5% of the time versus righties. Below average WOBA of 295. And they have the fourth lowest total on the board at 401. Lefties 301, righties 346 versus Severino. I like Severino a lot on Wednesday. Rich Hill, 8,900 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. He's in a great spot. It's just a matter of how far as he goes. His first start back from the DL at the Giants, 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks, 82 pitches for 17.1 points. He was filthy. It just depends on how long they let him go. If they let him go 6-plus, I love the play with Hill. He's been, in the last couple years, striking out 29% of the batters he faces. St. Louis striking out 22.2% of the time versus lefties. Average team wOBA of 302. They have the second lowest total on the board outside of the Rangers at 3.34. Lefties hitting 257. Righties 255. Cardinals have a team ISO of 126 versus lefties, which is pathetic. It is bad, beyond bad. So if Rich Hill can just get you the price tag's high, but if he can get you at least 5, but hopefully 6-plus innings, he's in a really good spot. I like Rich Hill at $8,900. Chucky, our boy Charlie Morton's $8,600 at home against the Detroit Tigers. GPP only. This is scary. Last two starts, he's given up 4 earned runs in each. 5 Ks against Cleveland, 10 at the Yankees. If he's getting the strikeouts, we're good. Prior to the last start, he had gotten you 20-plus DraftKings points in 3 straight starts. The upside is huge with Chucky. As we know, in the last 30 days, number 16, best barrel, FIP, 327, getting barreled 3.13% of the time. The walks, like I always say with him, is a problem. In the last 30 days, he's walking 12.5% of the batters he faces, but he's striking out 31.25% of the batters he's facing. That's elite-type stuff. So it's just about command when it comes to Chucky. As we know, that Tiger striking out 22.3% of the time versus righties. They do hit them hard with a team wOBA of 325, which is very, very good. But they do have a low team total of 415, lefties 313, righties 350 off of Morton. We know the Tigers have a pretty right-handed heavy lineup as well, so it's why it's a GPP play. Very dicey play, but I think a lot of people will be scared off because they'll see the Tigers. I like me some Chucky. We went with McCullers. He was phenomenal. I wish he would have gotten a little longer, but he pitched great on Tuesday. I won't be like all in with Morton because I like the guys above him and some below him, but I will definitely have my fair share of Chucky. Kyle Hendricks, 8,500 at home against the Giants if the game plays due to the rain, but that wind blowing in is phenomenal. Hendricks, 6 innings, 2 earned against Cincy, 6 and a third, 2 earned at Colorado's last 2 starts. And prior to that, 5 and a third, no earned against the Yankees. About 17 or more DraftKings points in 3 straight. If you want to go back, 17.9, 19.9. So 17 or more in 5 straight. Been really good after a rough start. And the barrel FIP shows that in the last 30 days, he's 15th best on the barrel FIP board with 327 barrel FIP getting barreled up 1.68% of the time. That's a lot of soft contact. He is walking close to 10% he faces, which sucks, but he's striking out 21%. Giants aren't the biggest strikeout team. They strike out 20% of the time versus righties, but a team wOBA of 274 is very bad. Team total of... we don't know the team total yet because we don't have the overall total. But lefties hitting 271, righties 256 off Hendricks. Giants with an abysmal team ISO of 124 versus... right-handed pitching. So definitely Kyle Hendricks is in play. You saw Lester shut him down, given that was a lefty, but definitely in play tonight. After Hendricks, we get a little on the dicier side, and we'll take the gamble with Tanner Roark. We're not going to gamble with Tanner Roark. He might pitch well, but he's like a cash game play, not GPP. What I'm looking at is Ricky Nolasco, 7,700 on the road at Tampa Bay. It's strictly a K upside play. He's got 4, 4, 10, and 6 in his last 4 games strikeout-wise. But when the slider's moving, he's striking out a lot of guys. Now, it might not move. It's very possible. But it's like I always say, we know that the Rays can crush left-handed or right-handed pitching. You know, 339 wOBA. They have a nice team ISO of 194, which is phenomenal. Lefties hitting 307, righties 336. That's a plus because the lefties are the ones that really scare you outside of Longo and Souza. Nolasco striking out over 18% he faces. It's strictly a roll-the-dice GPP play on K upside. Shoemaker was phenomenal. JC Ramirez was phenomenal the day before. It's worked out great for us. It won't work every game. Nolasco can get destroyed. That's why it's GPP. But he could give up 2, 3, 4 runs, but still strike out 8+, and I am on board at $7,700. Next up, we'll go to Tyler Chatwood at $6,900 at Philadelphia. Chatwood leaves the friendly confines of Coors Field and hits the road at Minnesota's last time out. Five innings, five hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks. The 5 walks killed him. But prior to that, he pitched really well at San Diego and at San Francisco. It's been well documented. Tyler is a road warrior. He has been getting hit hard the last 30 days, getting barreled at 4.27% of the time. It's walks. Like I just said earlier, it's killed him. His last 30 days, he's walking over 16% of the batters he faces, striking out close to 20. Those walks are dangerous. $6,900 is a gamble. Facing the Phillies, striking out 21.9% of the time. Decent WOBA, kind of an average WOBA of 316. Lefties hit 344, righties 248 off Chatwood. A couple lefties to worry about there. But, I looked at the wrong one. Sorry. Lefties hitting 340, righties hitting 307. So, yeah, still something to worry about. Average ISO as a team. Definite GPP punt play at $6,900 to match up with the higher-priced arm and afford bats. Do like me some Chatwood. We saw how Hoffman got the job done. Marquez got the job done on Tuesday. Chatwood may just be next in line. Or he gets shelled. You never know. But I will roll the dice on Chatwood at $6,900. Another big punt play. Kind of got a start, skipped, went to the bullpen for an outing. Robert Gesselman, $6,200 for the Mets against the San Diego Padres. The guy has great stuff. He's just had a rough start to it. Looked good in his 2 bullpen starts. Maybe he's cleared his head, worked on a few things. Striking out close to 20% of the batters he faces. Padres strike out 24.6% of the time. Below average WOBA of 297. Both things that we really, really like there. Team total of 396. Lefties hitting 289. Righties 360. Definite GPP play at $6,200. Even crappy Matt Harvey got it done. I told you I tipped my cap to him. I'm tipping my cap. He got it done. That's how bad the Padres are. Given I still use Solarte and Schimpf and one other guy, and they all produce. Schimpf went dong. I have no problem using them against Gesellman either, so keep all that in mind. And last but not least, Arocero Ramirez, $5,600 at home against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, making a second start since reentering the rotation. Last time out, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks against the Yankees for about 14 points. When you're below 6K, if you're going to get me close to 15 points, I am in. Facing the Angels, let's get you some stats. Rossmo, the Angels strike out 20.6% of the time versus righties. WOBA of 301. Nothing too exciting there. They have a team total, 415. Lefties hitting 355, righties 282. So just like today, you know, you can look at Valbuena, who had a decent, you know, little production there. Calhoun, maybe Espinosa if you're feeling weird, but I'd stick with Maben, who's on fire. Trout, as always. Maybe some pool holes. But I do like the punt play with Roscoe Ramirez. Major upside there. Major upside. So there you go. Chris Sale, 13-5 versus the Rangers. Definitely the best play on the board. Severino, 9,900 versus Kansas City. Big upside there. Rich Hill, 8,900 versus St. Louis. Nice upside. You see what the lefty Kershaw is doing. Obviously, Hill is no Kershaw. But St. Louis really struggles against lefties. Morton, 8,600 versus the Tigers. Kendricks, 85 versus the Giants. I like Kendricks quite a bit. Alaska, 7,700 at Tampa Bay. Chatwood, 6,900 at Philly. Gesselman, 6,200 versus San Diego. And Ramirez, 5,600 versus the Angels. Check out some bats. At the catcher's position, the Sanchez, Gary Sanchez, 4,500 versus Hamill. Definitely in play. Now, I do love Hendricks a ton. If you want to play some Giants bats, they'll be ultra-contrarian. You know, the offense is a mess, but every now and then they hit, so I can't blame you if you go like Posey, Crawford. When Panic's been leading off, it's been huge. Maybe some belts. See what the lineup looks like. But Posey's 3,900, first base catcher, eligible. Salvi Perez, 3,900 if you're fading Severino. Tyler Flowers, a nice catching play at 3,700 versus Williams for the Braves. The Cubs, they're usually always in play. They're so in play on Wednesday if the game gets in. Matt Moore's taking the hill. in the last 30 days. He's actually been a little better. 19th worst barrel FIP, getting barreled 6.2% of the time, striking out 21.71. Walking in almost 12 on the season. He's second worst, getting barreled up 7.55% of the time. Matt Moore, not good at baseball right now, but he said the same about Ty Blocks, and he shut him down. But Wilson Contreras, 3,600, definitely in play. Evan Gattis, 3,600 versus Daniel Norris. Like that quite a bit. Yasmani Grandal, 3,600 versus Mike Leake. Matt Wieters, 3,600 versus Gavaglito, is very, very much in play as well. So some nice looks there. Switch hitter Sandy Leone against Perez of the Rangers, 3,300. Don't mind that play either. James McCann, 3K. You can go against Morton if you want. We know the upside's there. Tony Walters for Colorado, left-handed bat, 2,900 versus Hellboy. Hellickson's got the fourth worst barrel FIP the last 30 days, getting barreled over 8% of the time. He's only striking out less than 9% of the batters he faces. A lot of balls in play. I liked Walters. He was very productive for cheap on Tuesday, 2,900 on Wednesday. As you keep going down, you got Plawecki at 2,600. We are going to be fading Cozart for sure. Rene Rivera, 25. Love me, Rene Rivera. Just love when he's in that lineup. So nice, so cheap. Gattis should get the play, but for some reason, Centeno's starting again. He's 2K. Lefty bat, so he should get the day off. But what a day he had for us on his first action called up for McCann. Going over to first base, Anthony Rizzo, $4,900 against Moore. Don't be scared by the lefty-lefty. Do not be scared. Hanley Ramirez versus the lefty Perez, 4,600. Jay Bruce is day-to-day, first base outfield eligible. If he's in the lineup at 4,600, definitely a play against Cozart. Miguel Cabrera is always in play at 46. Ryan Zimmerman, 46, looks very tasty. Mark Reynolds, 4,500 against Hellboy. Cody Bellinger, 44, is definitely in play. Like all those quite a bit. Logan Morrison, 4,100 versus Nolasco. Righty's hit him better, but Lomo, 12 dongs on the year. Desmond's only 4,100 versus Hellickson, first base outfield eligible. Belt, 4K. You got Hosmer, 3,900. Josh Bell, 3,900 versus Tehran is a great play. Tehran has been a disaster, especially at home. When you look at lefties hitting 344, righties 248, so that's why one reason why we love Josh Bell. Second reason, the last 30 days, the worst barrel FIP in all of baseball at 6.57, getting barreled up over 8% of the time, striking out fewer than 15%, walking almost 9%. Pirates, sneaky stack. Josh Bell at $3,900, great play. Will Myers, $3,800 is not bad. Pujols, $3,700 is in play. Don't mind that at all. Matt Adams, first base outfield eligible. So you can play Bell at first if you want. You can put Matt Adams in the outfield in Atlanta, $3,500. I told you I liked him on Tuesday. He went ding-dong. In that ballpark, he's going to love that place. $3,500 against bad pitcher in Williams. So Matt Adams definitely in play there. Louis Valbuena, 3,200 versus Erasmo, first base, third base eligible. Valbuena's in play if you want a really cheap corner infield. That'll take us over to the second base position. So some interesting options at first base if you want to go cheap. Second base, Jose Altuve, 5,100 versus Norris, very much in play against a lefty. Daniel Murphy, 5K, is a nice play as well. LeMahieu, 47 versus Hellickson. Robbie Cano, 45 versus Rourke. He's back from the DL. Like Brandon Phillips at 4,400. It's a little pricey for Brandon Phillips, but a great matchup. Ian Happ, 4,100. Javi Baez, second base shortstop, 3,900. If you're playing Cubs at all or if you want a one-off, Javi Baez, very solid play there. Pedroia, 3,900 on a nice Tuesday night in play again. Josh Harrison, second base, third base, 3,900. Adam Frazier, if he's leading off, second base outfield eligible. First Tehran at 3,800. Very solid play as well. Neil Walker, 37 versus Cozart. Like that quite a bit. Chris Taylor versus Leake, 3,600. Joe Panik's up to 3,500. Price tag is on the rise, but he's been swinging at really hot bat. Cesar Hernandez, 3,500 for the Phillies. Some nice middle price second baseman here. Danny Espinosa's 3,100 if you want to roll the dice versus Ramirez. And on Harris Salarte, he's only 2,800 versus Gesselman. Not bad play there as well. Don't mind that at all. Let's head over to the third base position. Kick it off, Nolan Arenado, 5,200. Chris Bryant, 51. Bryant, phenomenal spot against Moore. Longo, 4K versus Nolasco. You mentioned Josh Harrison. Moustakas, 3,800 versus Severino. Moustakas went yard on Tuesday. Definitely in play. Marvin Gonzalez, 3,800 versus Norris. He's a switch hitter, third base outfield eligible. Like him against Norris. Rendon double donged on Tuesday. He's 3,700. Logan Forsythe's back. He's 3,700. Not too excited about that, though, so don't run to the hills for that. Kyle Seager, 3,500 versus Rourke. Jed Jericho, 3,400. Chase Headley, 3,300 versus Hamels, a nice cheaper option. Ryan Schimpf, 3,300 is a nice cheap dong potential, as always. Won't dong every day, but, man, that potential is just crazy in that bat. Ryo Ruiz, the young third baseman for the Braves, left-handed bat, $2,900 bucks. If you want a cheap left-handed bat, he's definitely in play for the Braves, $2,900 bucks. So don't sleep on that if you're looking for some silly cheap on that one. Let's head over to the shortstop position. Trey Turner, 4,800 bucks. Xander Bogaerts, 47 versus Perez, very solid play. Had a big night on Tuesday. Trevor Story's back. I will wait. Corey Seager, 4,700 bucks. Carlos Correa's day-to-day. He's 4,500 if he's in the lineup. Definite play. Segura, 4,200. Mentioned Javi Baez. Didi Gregorius, 3,800 bucks, is in a really good spot on Wednesday, like that quite a bit. Elvis Andrus, I'm not fading sale. I'm not going to be that guy. You can do it if you want. I'm not that guy. Ledesma's Diaz, 3,600 versus Hill. Addison Russell, 3,500 versus Moore is a very solid play. Brandon Crawford, 3,400, I like quite a bit. Freddie Galvis, 3,200 is a nice cheaper option if you want to go that route. Tim Beckham, 2,900 versus Nolasco, our boy below 3K, as always, like him a lot. Alexi Amarista, outfield shortstop eligible, had a very nice night for us. Below 3K on Tuesday, he's 2,800 bucks. He's in the lineup, another nice punt shortstop in Amarista. Swinging a good bat against Hellboy. Rockies definitely in play yet again. We'll go to the outfield, and we'll start it off with Charlie Blackmon. I told you he was in a phenomenal spot. Double donged, 5,600 bucks in a phenomenal spot. Again, double dongs you can't predict, but a big day, double-digit day for sure. Hopefully a dong again on Wednesday. Trout, 5,500 is always in play. Bryce Harper, 5,400. All three of those guys went deep on Tuesday. All three have phenomenal matchups again on Wednesday. Mookie Betts, 5,100, very solid play against Perez. Aaron Judge, 5K. Conforto double donged on Tuesday. 4,900 versus Cozart is a solid, solid play again with Conforto. Matt Kemp, 4,800 against Williams is in play. Brett Gardner, 4,700 against Hamels. I like that a lot. People sleep on Gardner all the time. He's having a phenomenal year. Cedic, 4,700. Jackie Bradley Jr. against the lefty, I'd stay away from that one. Cameron Maben, 4,600, leading off for the Angels. Price tag is up and well-deserved. Cargo, 4,500 versus Hellboy is in play. Nelly Cruz, 44. Ender Inciarte, the left-handed bat versus Williams at 4,300. Atlanta can be a nice sneaky stack. They're always boom or bust. They can be ice cold, like the A's a lot, but a little better, especially in that ballpark. We love the lefty bats in that ballpark. Benintendi, 4,200, is not the best spot, but okay. Springer, 4,200, not bad at all. Mentioned Desmond Altherit, 4,100 is a very nice play. Mentioned Belt. Aaron Hicks, I love him. I mention him all the time. I tweeted out he's batting second. Really good play. He went yard on Tuesday. He's 4K on Wednesday. Brandon Moss, 3,900 for a GPP dart. Jacoby Ellsbury, 3,900, very much in place. Nice, cheap Yankees. DraftKings has dropped the ball on this slate. You got Eduardo Nunez, Marwin Gonzalez, 3,800. Mentioned Adam Frazier already. Jason Worth, 3,800 bucks. He went deep on Tuesday. Mentioned how Bonifacio, Kane, and Soler were all standing next to each other. I told you I'd rank it Bonifacio, Kane, Soler. Bonifacio went ding-dong on Tuesday. He's 3,700 versus Severino. I like him more against the lefty, but in play if you want to be different. Chris Young versus a lefty for the Red Sox, 3,600. Very much in play when he's facing the lefty. Switch hitting Carlos Beltran, 3,600. Mentioned Matt Adams, he's 3,500. Michael Saunders, 3,400. Lefties rake Chatwood. That's the one big flaw. Saunders can be a sneaky GPP play. Gerardo Parra went deep on Tuesday, $3,400 against Hellboy on Wednesday. Definitely in play there. Jock Peterson for the dart upside, $3,400. Nick Markakis, $3,400. Both dart plays there. Ben Gamble, $3,300 versus Tanner Roark. Not a bad look there. Colby Rasmus, $3,200. Price tags dropping on Colby. I love it when it drops. Love it. Steven Souza Jr., $3,200 is in play. Righty's hitting Alasco very, very well. Cole Calhoun, $3,100. So cheap. Left-handed bat versus Ramirez. Valbuena, Calhoun, and Espinosa are all so cheap, but not the best options. Maben and Trout are the best options, but those lefties are cheap. We got Hunter Renfroe, $3,000 against Gesselman. Renfroe had a big game on Tuesday. A couple doubles, just missing homers. Not saying he's a must play, but he had a big, big game. We keep going down, 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 and we're running out of stuff. Odubel Herrera is down to $2,800 versus Chatwood. That's too cheap. I know he's slumping, but that is damn cheap. If you're playing, he's not a one-off. He's parts of a stack. If you're stacking the Phillies, don't forget about Herrera at $2,800. Only if you're stacking. Tyler Collins, $2,700 versus Morton. If you want a punt play there with some upside. Other than that, that will do it for our outfielders and our bats. So, recap. Pitching, Chris Sale, $13,500. Severino, $9,900. Rich Hill, $89. Morton, $86. Hendricks, $85. Alaska, $77. Chatwood, $69. Gesellman, $62. Ramirez, $56. Some really, really good looks there. When we're talking bats, Cubs, definitely. Lefty's hitting .333, righty's .313 versus Moore, but most importantly, everybody's crushing him. The Giants, if you want to be sneaky, I'm okay, but not my favorite. Red Sox, 5-1-7 team total. Lefty's .278, righty's .336 off Martin Perez. Mentioned some of the righties I love in that game. You know, Betts, Bogart, Pedroia. Chris Young's always a value against the lefties. Yankees versus Hamill, 4.99 total. Lefty's hitting .335, righty's .319. Gardner, don't sleep on. Ellsbury's below 4K. Didi Gregorius is only 38. Look throughout the lineup. The righties you don't need to avoid, but those lefties can be nice. They're low-owned often. Braves versus Trevor Williams. Team total 496. Lefties hitting 378. Righties 370. I told you I love the Braves. Matt Adams is cheap. The third baseman's cheap. You got Phillips and Kemp. Some nice looks there. Nationals versus Gavaglio is definitely in play. Nationals are always in play. Pirates versus Tejeron, lefties hitting .344. Josh Bell, anybody. Josh Bell. Mets against Cozart, lefties hitting .317. Righties .345. Love Conforto and company there. And the beat goes on. So there you have it. Very, very solid 10-game evening slate. The 4-game early is ugly. Be very, very careful there. But going to the evening, lock and load, some nice slates on DraftKings for us to make some money. Let's get at it. Good luck. Hit me up on Twitter if you have any questions, at BDIntric. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. DFS Golf Gods has his Dean and DeLuca 2017 DFS preview out, his one-year anniversary with the crew. Lots of good stuff coming up. Doc is going to work on a UFC for this weekend, potentially a podcast, he says. Looking forward to that. So lots of good stuff coming down the line. Check us out, thesportsdegens. Again, hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntric. The new episode of Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, recorded on Tuesday night, is available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please give them a listen. More importantly, good luck on Wednesday. Let's make some money, and I'll catch you guys on Thursday.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.